Listen up, everybody. You have just till June 5th, just a few days from now, to be able to go to myalliant.com to answer 5 simple questions, put in your email, and then one of you will be selected to win $5,000. I think that's 5,000 reasons that you should go and do it right now. Susie Orman here, and you are listening to the Women in Money podcast. Now, this is not your ordinary money podcast, for there is nothing that I do that is ordinary. So if you want to be the powerful woman that you were born to be in every aspect of your life, then you have come to the right place.
We are strong. We are wise. We will not apologize. We are here. We will thrive. Together.
Today's podcast, I want to talk about the 5 laws of life. I know, and you're thinking, but Susie, this is a money podcast. This is all about money. Do you remember a little bit ago, I kept saying that if you were just to substitute the word life for money, you would find that it's identical. Because the truth is, what's going wrong with your money is because something is going wrong with your life. And so your life all of a sudden shows up to you in the downturns of your money or your financial situations. And the reason that I want to talk about this today is this. I'm concerned. Now, I'm being serious now. I'm not often really serious. This serious, but I'm serious today in that next year is starting to concern me. It's starting to concern me because of this. Do you remember me saying to you that one of the main internal obstacles to wealth is anger? And it just seems to me everywhere I look, everybody that I'm talking to, there is such anger. Look at every single politician out there, the politicians that are in charge of our so-called lives. Such anger and animosity between this side and that side. It's like nobody can get along anymore. And we all have such anger inside of ourselves about this crazy student loan debt. I mean, this is just nuts that our kids can't even pay to get an education and that they are saddled with this student loan debt for the rest of their lives in some cases, and nobody is willing to help them, and nobody is willing to really come up with a concept that might solve it, not only for the people who currently have student loan debt, but for those in the future. Like, it's just crazy that you got to spend all this money to get a college education, really, people? And there's such anger over the fact that in many cases, even in our military, we're not even paying the men and the women that are literally protecting us and giving us our freedom enough money so that their spouses that are at home can feed their kids. They can't do it. If you look at San Diego, most of the people there that are wives or spouses of the military, the people that are serving, are being paid poverty level incomes. And there's such anger over that. And there's anger over the kids that are being kept in these cages. Are you kidding me? And the reason that this concerns me, financially speaking, comes back to anger is the number one internal obstacle to wealth. Because if this anger continues, and it continues on the level that we are all experiencing it, then next year, probably around February of next year, something could happen with our trade wars that send our markets in total turmoil again. Something could happen with Iran. Something can just happen that affects all of us financially speaking. Because when something happens on a major political level, it affects you on a personal financial level. And the only way that I know that we can change this is that individually, you have to stop coming from a place of anger in your own family, in your own situation, in your own place of where you work, at your boss, at your fellow employees, at the people that work for you, at your spouse, at your children. Stop it. You've got to stop it. Because if you put that anger, your own internal anger, on top of the anger that is being experienced by the entire world right now, we are heading for serious devastation, financially speaking. But we can stop that. Because I will forever believe that if we just start to come from a place of loving ourselves, loving our friends, loving the ups and downs of our own family, our own experiences, that love may emanate out. You know, I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a devout student, truthfully, of Indian culture and history. And where did we start? How did things start and come to where we are now? And I'll never forget being in India in 2005. And we were having what was called a yagna, a fire ceremony. And truthfully, I was doing it for the book Women and Money that was going to come out in 2007. And I wanted that book to have blessings, the blessings of the whole world. Because back then is when this passion of women and money started. And so there's a fire ceremony that goes on for about 8 hours. And all these offerings and chants are made to this fire. And this has been a tradition that has gone on now for hundreds and hundreds of years, all the way back. And I was talking to the head Brahmin priest, and I was like, why do you do that? And he said to me, you know, Susie, it's said that the smoke of this yagna is so powerful that when it goes up into the skies, because it was all this smoke, it literally purifies the anger and everything that's going on throughout the entire world, and it sends blessings to the whole world. And I loved that. I loved that. Now, truthfully, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's really what happens. But it's nice to believe in something, isn't it? I mean, what harm was caused by it? The intention was so, so great. So I ask you, what is your intention? What is your intention right now with your life? With your money? Same thing. Substitute the word life whenever you say the word money. What is your intention? You want more money. Oh, you want more of a life. Do you see what I'm saying? So it has to start with you and what your true intention is. And trust me, I get it. Because as I'm reading your emails, I understand why so many of you are angry after giving a life to your spouse who's now left you. I get it. You have 4 kids, no money. I get it. However, anger isn't going to help you. Anger isn't going to create the money or the life that you want. Love and faith in yourself and having faith that everything happens for the best will. So there are 5 laws of life. Remember, I am substituting the word life for money. So in essence, there are 5 laws of money, of life, that I believe from the bottom of my heart that if you were to live your life by these laws, that everything great would come your way. So the first law is this. May every thought that you think be etched in fire in the sky for the entire world to see, for in fact it is. Listen, I've always said to you that your thoughts create your destiny. To be very, very careful about what you think, because what you think you eventually say. Your words become your actions become your habits, and your habits become your destiny. Everything starts with your thoughts. Your thoughts. You can either think great thoughts, or you can think horrific thoughts. You could think happy thoughts, or you can think angry thoughts. But you have got to understand that when you think something, whether you know it or not, people can feel what you are thinking. So if you could just believe that every thought that you have is etched in the sky in fire for the whole world to see, what would you think? What would you think? Would you really want them to see your thoughts? You should always think things that you would be great at if everybody saw. Because you should think great thoughts, positive thoughts. Because that becomes your foundation of creating a great life, a kind life, a good life for you. One of kindness, and one that hopefully starts to really extinguish this flame of anger that is going throughout this world. Second law, may every word that you say be said as if the world were one great big ear for everybody to hear. The gossip, the rumors, the words that you use, the words that you use are like mantras. They have the ability to create or the ability to destroy, and that choice is up to you. You know, a little bit ago, how I said to you that I was a student of Eastern tradition. There's a term called mantra shakti, that when you say something, that you are actually powerful enough to create it. Have you ever thought that about yourself? Did you ever think that the words that you use, the thoughts that you think, are literally destroying you? I know it's so cool to say some gossip or to be mean or to be angry and say something to somebody. No, in reality, it's not. It's not. You are adding to the anger of the world, which in the long run could absolutely come back upon you, which brings us to the next one. May every deed that you do recoil on top of your head, for in fact it will. Remember I said your thoughts create your words and your words create your actions. If you are having angry thoughts, if you are speaking angry words, you're going to do angry actions that will hurt others, but they will also hurt yourself. You know, I know KT was on, you know, the podcast just a little bit ago. And by the way, let me just say she will come back. So many of you wrote in and said, I love her. I need to hear more from her. You have created a monster. She said to me today, I can go in and do another podcast with you right now. I said, KT, this is not going to turn into the Susie and KT podcast. Do you hear me? But she's so cute. She said, did they really like me? Did they like me? I go, no, they didn't like you. They loved you. And I have to tell you secretly, I love that you loved KT. I'll share her with all of you anytime you want. But obviously, KT and I get into fights. Who doesn't get into fights? But I'm always so careful when we are fighting about the words that I use while we're fighting. Because those words, those actions, those thoughts, they can have long, long lasting ramifications. So you have to really, really think about the actions that you take. So again, may every deed that you do recoil on top of your head, for in fact it will, and it does. It does. When you spend more than, when you are being irresponsible with money, which means you're being irresponsible with your life, that all comes back to get you in the end, doesn't it? Doesn't it? That new purse or the new shoes or whatever it is that you purchased that you didn't even need, you didn't even really want, but you got it anyway. Now you don't have the money to pay your bills. You did that to yourselves. You did that. You made wrong choices with your life. And it all started with your thoughts, your words, and then your actions. This next one is probably my favorite of them all, and one of the hardest ones to really put into effect. And it's this: may every wish that you wish another be a wish that you wish for yourself, for in fact, it is. Now, I've said this before on the podcast, but a lot of you sometimes just tune into one podcast. You don't listen to all of them. So I'm repeating this one in particular because so often we wish others failure. We wish others badness. Why? We wish for them to fail just so you can succeed, just so you can look better, just so everything in your life can look good in comparison to their lives because you're angry at them. Oh, we're back to angry. Angry. Do you see where I'm going here? You should wish others well, because what you give out, you get back. It's just how it is. You know that's true. We don't have to want to admit it, but you know it's true. You just do. And it's so hard to wish others well. And as I've said before on this podcast, once you have succeeded, you know, when I was first starting out, everybody wished me well. Oh, she's great. We love her. Da, 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 da. And as soon as you hit it big, everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people want to rip you down because they want to step up on you. And I've said this before as well. You can never step up when you're stepping down on somebody. Why can't you just want to reach down and pull everybody up to help everybody be okay? Because unless all of us are okay, again, I'm going back to saying next year, we very well could pay the price. We're starting to show signs like that. So it's important that you stop things as much as you can right now in your own lives. And the last one, and it's one that maybe you'll like, maybe you won't, but it's one that I absolutely believe in. May everything you do be done as if God Himself is doing it, for in fact, He is. Wouldn't it be incredible if we really did just want to bless everybody and help everybody and be compassionate to everybody and give them our love and our grace? Wouldn't that be great? You know, you have that within you. You have within you the ability to touch others on the deepest of levels. When they're down and out, you can help them, even if for a second, with a smile, with a compassionate look. You can do that. But do you? Do you put all five of those laws into action? Do you think great thoughts? Do you say great words? Do you wish others well? Do you do deeds that are fabulous? And then, do you just have faith that your words and your actions and your thoughts and your deeds are done in the same vision as which God would do them in? You know, once I did this thing for a day where I walked around and I really looked at everybody and I really envisioned them as God. And it was so great. It made me feel so great. And I wish that for all of you. The real question in life is this: do you wish it for yourself?
We are strong, we are wise, we will not apologize. We are here, we will thrive, together we will rise. With a little bit of faith
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.